while the plague took, it could also give. In the first year of the Black Death, John Cruachan, who was a miner, became an orphan, but an orphan with assets, because he could now inherit the lots left to him by his father and another relative. This must have been the making of a small but serious village fortune. In another place in the rolls, we learn that the harvest had become twice as expensive to gather in. 12 pence, written in Roman numerals, per acre, because, rolls say, of the plague and the scarcity of labour. Workers, it seems, were thin on the ground and were beginning to charge accordingly. Farnham's story could be repeated all through Britain. The countryside after the Black Death was an irreversibly altered world.
For one thing, there were no more serfs. For centuries, being a serf meant being tied by custom and by birth to your local lord. He gave you a tiny spot of land on which you could farm, and in return, you put in hours of grinding toil, unpaid, on his very big farm. There were other ways too in which you were not at all free. You had to ask his permission to marry, and you were not, repeat not, ever to leave. Until, that is, the Black Death.